victory was inevitable for the warlord Malkon. Only Donan's own fate was in question. Then they would celebrate. He'd heard stories of feasts, of troughs of clear water and skewers of bantha meat, of salts and sauces from other continents, other planets. He would gorge himself, he thought, and sleep in safety in the warlord's camp. He'd heard the clan celebrations before, while hiding, shivering in his father's home, and those joyful cries were what had finally lured him to the Masters. His father had said the Malkanis were no different than any other faction on Crucible, but his father was wrong. No one else had such food or took so much joy in victory. No one else was as strong as Malkon, or had the wisdom to procure such a trove of off-world technology. Donan's new clan would build a better planet. Something far away howled in the dusty air, starting soft and rising rapidly. Donan squared his shoulders, half stood from his crouch, and thrust his blaster over the wall in one movement, as he'd been taught. He saw no target. A man's voice laughed behind him, and a broad palm cupped his dark hair and tilted his head back.
"Battle ain't started yet, boy. Just a ship headed to the tower. Get us all killed if you shoot."
His gaze